Report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz' secret for now. The committee meets Wednesday to discuss its next steps. Gaetz, of course, is Donald Trump's choice for attorney general. Two women say they were paid to have sex with him, something he says never happened. One of the women was a minor at the time of the alleged incident. Correspondent Major Garrett with attorney Joel Leppard, who represents the women.
On this question, she's absolutely sure.
She's absolutely certain that she observed, seeing her friend and Representative Gaetz having sex against what she described as a game table of some sort.
More of the interview airs on tonight's CBS Evening News.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Sam's off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
At the Kohl Center as the Badgers back at it and ranked this week. We don't worry about rankings unless your team is in it. And the Badgers are 14th in the AP, 25th in the coaches poll. 4-0 taking on University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, the Vaqueros, out of the Southland Conference. And they come to Madison with a 3-2 record. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Am I right? We don't care about rankings unless your team's in it. It's November. What's November what?
November 18th.
Got a top 20 team in the house tonight, Butch.
Absolutely. You know, it also helps when you look at who they've got coming up, what that means for some TV people. There's a reason it all worked. But you got to go get some wins, and that's what they did Friday night.
Yeah, it was a special night.
Well, it was.
We'll get into this more as we move forward. But that sometimes the script doesn't play out the way you would like, but it certainly did. And the way maybe the thing that stood out was after Arizona got the run to tie the game at 65, that's when the wheels could have fallen off, but they didn't let that happen.
No, I think that's where the experience comes into play. And you saw that with those guys. But like I said, we'll talk up more about it.
We'll have a lot of fun tonight as the Badgers taking on the Vaqueros of UT Rio Grande Valley. Of course, we'll always check in with head coach Greg Gard. Max Klesmet will join us on our Badger Spotlight. Up next, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retina conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, where Cindy Huber gets you through the workday every day from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. What Cindy does is remarkable. She has just a walking encyclopedia of what this music has done, has stood for, and some of the trivia and facts behind the songs we play. And she's kind of funny and quirky, too. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 till 2, while you're on the job with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We're rolling with the pregame show before the Badgers take on UT Rio Grande Valley. That's a mouthful. Joined now by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Well, let's go back to Friday night. Sometimes the script works out where you honor players of the past. Bo Ryan, obviously honored, and the current team wins. That was, it's early. It was game four, but it's one of those special nights, wasn't it?
Very special night, and obviously this team was picked to finish tied for 12th in the Big Ten, and once again, though early, it feels like they're going to outperform expectations. They have a tremendous team, and it starts with John Tonji. What a transfer portal find. To me, it feels like he was maybe the steal of transfer portal season. He could do it all, and obviously he had 41 points and helped carry this team to a magical November win.
The players, they joke about how old he is, 6 year senior, but there's the experience of playing the game, but there's that physical maturity too, right? His ability to get to the foul line again and again and again. That can really pay dividends. It already has in this, you know, first portion of the season, but over the long haul, knock on wood for those guys, that could be a big thing for them.
He does everything that Greg Gard wants for this team. He can make the three-point shots, which he certainly did in the second half to help create some separation. He gets to the line, and it doesn't hurt that he makes most of the shots, and that's a big reason why Wisconsin leads the country in free throw shooting percentage. And he can score at the rim. Those are all the areas that Greg wants. He's been a seamless addition, and obviously it takes some other guys around him, and they really produce.
It was interesting. Every now and then I feel like I can catch a vibe in an arena. A lot of stuff I miss, but the quick shots that were taken. Now, not all of them were to the liking, I'm sure, of Greg Gard, but the fact that it's 103-88, it's been a minute since Badger fans have seen that type of point production against a power conference opponent.
They've never scored that many points against a ranked team in the history of the program, which should tell you everything you need to know about what's different about the program this year. They want to get up and down. When I was talking to Greg last week, he said the days of the 50 to 48 games are a thing of the past. If you want to win, you have to figure out how to score, and they clearly have that in spades, but they were able to make three-point shots. It was coming from everywhere, and this team, it really feels like early on, has found something.
He did something that he doesn't do very often. In fact, it's very rare. First half, he played guys with two fouls. Now, you kind of had to against a team like that, but he even joked about it. I mean, you know that the old two-foul participation category you see in KenPom, it's off zero now, finally, for these guys.
I think it's great, because how often do you see a star player get two fouls 5 minutes into the game and you don't see him the rest of the half? Well, if he's your best player, or if he's in your top eight of the rotation, then let him go and just hope that he doesn't make a third foul. And if he does, hope he doesn't eventually foul out. You're trying to figure out what your rotation looks like, and what a moment to try and figure that out against Arizona, but they obviously were able to.
This is an interesting test tonight, because it was an electric atmosphere on Friday night. I don't think it'll be quite the same tonight against a team that's going to shoot a ton of threes. That's just the nature of it now. I think Greg, well, I know Greg mentioned it after the game on Friday. You want to continue. He likes the maturity of this team. A game like this is a maturity test, too, isn't it?
Absolutely, because it's very easy to have an emotional letdown. The crowd storms the court. You have Bo Ryan being honored, the back-to-back Final Four teams, and it's not going to be that type of environment, but they've got several more difficult tests, including the Greenbrier Classic, so you want to keep the momentum going and be 5-0.
You mentioned at the top is a team that is picked by many to finish 12th in the 18-team conference. In the past, we used to say that 7th or 8th team in the Big Ten is really, really good. Might this be a year, too early to tell for sure, so I'll say might this be a year where that team that might finish 12th, 13th is still an NCAA tournament-worthy team, and that's something that might be tough to wrap our minds around, but it could be reality.
It's certainly a possibility. Look, in football, you've got four teams that are college football playoff contenders. It could be the same thing for basketball. There's a lot of quality competition, and we see every year in Big Ten play these guys beat each other up, but you can rack up a lot of quality wins, and so they're going to be teams sweating it out on the bubble that might be 10th or 11th in the league. It's just a different type of college basketball landscape now.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. More to come as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
On with our Badgers pregame coverage as Wisconsin gets set to take on Texas Rio Grande Valley. We visit with Max Klesman. We played a portion of the interview during halftime of Friday's game against Arizona. Thought we'd spend a little more time with the senior out of Neenah, Wisconsin, who came back home after starting his career at Wofford. He has certainly been a big part to the Wisconsin basketball program here. So, yeah, he transferred here, welcoming in the new transfers this season, and he says they are all fitting in really well.
For sure. I think, you know, it's blended really well. All of them got that workers mentality, that blue collar mentality of come in and, you know, rent is due every day. You know, it's never given, it's earned. So I think just their ability to come in, put their heads down, practice really hard, you know, whatever role it may be in, you know, they're taking that and kind of running with it, you know, helping this team become better. But I think that's just a credit to how, you know, this coaching staff recruits and the type of guys they try to bring in. So it makes it easy to, you know, mesh and run as one.
Seems like everybody's had some fun at John Tanjay's expense, calling the old man, drinking coffee and all that. That's when you know you're accepted, though, when you're getting ribbed.
Yeah. When he's, yeah, we love poking jokes at him about being old. I don't know, like, if I could really call him old, because I feel like I'm the same way. I'm also coming in with some coffee, you know, bundled up in the morning. But, like, yeah, that's a guy right there. If I'm that first in the locker room or first in here to start the day, John Tanji's already beat me. So I think it's kind of just a model of, you know, his work ethic and how much time he really puts into everything and how much he cares about this program and team. So I'm glad we could have him. For his 20th year in college on the Wisconsin Badgers. But no, I had a visit with him when I was in the transfer portal. I went to Colorado State and immediately kind of got the feeling that, you know, this is a guy I'd want to play with one day. And you know, it's crazy how basketball can make two worlds collide into one. So
it's a small world, though, right? I mean, because somebody knows somebody who knows somebody if it's some connection with whoever, wherever the guy came from.
That's
right?
What I say. I say usually there's like at most it's four mutuals to get to someone that knows you or has played against you or something like that. So, yeah, it's crazy what this little round orange ball, how far it can take you and the people it can, you know, make you run into.
It seems in the early days of this season, you guys have played opponents. They may not be, you know, teams that fans are all that familiar with, but you faced a variety of styles here already. That's, as this league, the way it expands, I mean, you're probably going to see a big variety throughout the course of the conference season. So that's been pretty beneficial, hasn't it?
I think it's huge. You know, bringing in the Pac-12 teams into the Big Ten, that's a whole different brand of basketball that they play out west. You know, it's really up-tempo, pretty offensive-minded and focused. Not saying they don't play defense, but love to get up and down. But, yeah, you play a team like Montana State, who went to the tournament last year, returns a lot of guys, a lot of old guys, fifth, sixth year guys. So that's an awesome test. You know, like the conference Appalachian State plays in, that was a conference James Madison came out of last year, and it was good to kind of see a similar team that we had lost to last year in that aspect. And play how we play, you know, kind of using that as fuel, as motivation. But like you said, the different styles we've seen so far, whether it's, you know, big guys like App State had, a lot of shooters like Montana State had, it's going to prepare you for everything in the future that's to come.
A little change of pace here. I mean, you were a young guy, pretty young guy, when the basketball team here was going to Final Fours, you know, the back-to-back, and Coach Ryan was doing his thing. But as a young dude up in Neenah, what recollections might you have about those teams from 10, 11 years ago?
I mean, you can remember, it's funny because people are like, where were you on the day when they won the Final Four game, or, you know, won the Elite Eight game? Was it Arizona, the Elite?
Elite Eight both times.
Game?
Arizona,
yeah. So it's crazy. I remember for the Arizona game, I was at the like 8th or 7th grade state basketball tournament, and everybody's in the cafeteria. I can't remember what city it was in, but we're all in the cafeteria watching it on the projector they got it put up on the wall. And then the Duke and Kentucky game, I was in a hotel again for another AAU tournament, watching with all my AAU teammates, and it was just a little local team, so we were looking up to everybody on the Badgers like they were the Space Jam Monstars. And but no, it's awesome. Those are the things, like, as a little kid you can appreciate, and then looking back at it now is like, wow, you know, you'd make your younger self proud, and you're just super grateful to be a part of this culture, this program, and, you know, to be able to say you were part of something that was way bigger than yourself. So I'm glad it kind of led me back here.
That's Badgers senior guard Max Klesmant. Stay with us. More to come up next. Our Badger Notebook as the pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the Badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics.
Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our Badger pregame show continues. Time now for our Badger notebook as Butchie rejoins us. Again, we said at the top, you do have to move on rather quickly, especially in this sport. But we're not playing and we're not coaching. You're not coaching at the moment, right? So we can look back at Friday's game against Arizona. And it's an interesting contrast. We'll hear Greg Gard talk about it again because you're playing a team that they could put 2 7-footers on the floor at the same time. Now it's like a smaller team here tonight. But, you know, the first spotlight test for these guys to play the way they did was such a long way to go. But it was hopefully something they could build off of because they know how good they can be and what it can mean.
Well, and that's the thing. Even though you move quickly from it, the best thing about that win is there's a moment you, as a coach, you can go back to and say, guys, we were in this moment. We did this against the number 9 team in the country. So let's figure it out. We're good. We know what we can do. We've done it against one of the better teams in the country. So let's figure it out right now in this game. Because there'll be a time that they struggle. And instead of getting in yelling at guys, because as a coach, that's what you're balancing. Okay, when do I need to put my foot down and say, what in the are you doing? Versus the love and say, hey, we're good. Like, don't worry. And that's the game that, you know, Bo was great at, Greg's good at, great at it. Every great coach knows those buttons to push. You've got that in your back pocket. So when you need to pull that out and give the guys some love because it just isn't going right, you say, we did this because we're the best team. We're good.
Is that more important than ever now, given the landscape, for a coach to understand that balance? You know, like, I don't know if in the past you had to worry about reading the room much, the room being your locker room.
No, the room, but it didn't matter.
But it didn't matter.
You still had to, though. As much as Bo gets credit for being, you know, for yelling so much, like, it wasn't every day we were getting yelled at. Like,
could it be a simple thing, too? Because let's just say, for instance, he's on you. And then, like, toward the end of a practice, you do exactly the right thing, and he just, like,
absolutely.
And then you're on cloud 9, right?
And again, now, I mean, we all know Bo had a couple of guys that just, they weren't ever going to get the right club. But that's how it was. And I think now, yes, based on the landscape, but I also think now because of the athlete. Like, these kids, their lives are different even than what? Because of what? The cell phone, social media. Like,
they get a lot of feedback.
It's right now.
Yep.
But they want everything now. Prime now. Amazon now. I didn't do what I need. I'm going to put it in order. It's going to be on my doorstep tomorrow. But that's just the generation that these kids grew up with. So to be able to do that as a coach and understand that, you've got to adjust. It was funny because I always, like, the Platteville guys would come back, and they'd always tell me and our team, like, man, Bo got soft. Like, he's soft.
I heard a lot of guys say that, right?
And we look at this, and I look at Greg, I said, Greg's soft compared to this. But you have to adjust, and I think that's what really good coaches do.
Yeah.
Knowing that, like, you have to evolve. You have to change your philosophy, not philosophy, but just the way you interact with guys every once a while.
Speaking of adjusting, I'd love to get your insight on this because we're watching a Wisconsin team right now that is shooting a lot of threes, sometimes quickly, sometimes ill-advised, but sometimes the quick shots are not ill-advised. And I could feel it in this arena. We're like, oh, you're not used to it yet. And I guess this is our chance to, as fans that might be listening, driving to the Kohl Center, get used to it, because this team wants to shoot a lot of threes, get shots at the rim, get to the free throw line. The fewer mid-range, the better, generally speaking.
Right? Absolutely, but here's the thing. What hasn't changed? The defensive end of the ball. I mean, you look at what they've done. Their defensive rebounding rate's 25th. I've started all 4 games.
Yeah.
Hey, they got a rebound at elite level. Mm. Guess what? They've done that. Like, the non-negotiables of we're going to defend, we're not going to turn the ball over, and we're going to take good shots.
Those haven't changed. And when you say that, I think, because the same thing applies here. I've heard Matt Painter clips at Purdue when they get transferred. He's like, okay, you want to come here, you adjust to us. We're not going to adjust to you. And now, look, you enhance the skill set, but there are certain, as you say, non-negotiables. We're not adjusting to you. This is what you will do for us.
This is what we do here. Now, we might change the offense. We might give you some more ball screen action. We might shoot some more threes. We might run more plays versus just say, hey, go run motion. Maybe we're running 80% of our stuff is now play called. Like, that's what Matt did. Matt evolved offensively.
Yep.
But I think the word is evolve. Like, they could do that, but Matt hasn't ever changed his negotiation. Like,
right.
That's never changed.
Yeah.
Just like it's never changed here at Wisconsin. And that's why they keep winning.
Yeah.
Like, there's no... This game isn't that hard. I'm not that smart. Trust me, I know. Like, now, if you put me and try to get me to do algebra and everything else, no. But as far as basketball, it's not that difficult.
That's one of the things that was so enjoyable about Friday night. Now, look, as the game gets late, Arizona's forcing the issue, and you're desperately trying to get back in the game. But in a game where it was 103-88, Arizona misses 14 of its final 15. Now, there might have bad shots in there, sure. But maybe defensively there was a little something to do with that, too.
Well, there was. But we even talked about it. I said, Caleb Love is very uncomfortable.
You nailed that. And it was what happened. He started forcing, too, right?
He started forcing.
Yeah.
Like, when that happens and it doesn't go your way, great players get frustrated. Because every single time down the floor, there's somebody guarding them.
Mm-hmm.
When you have your principles in place and know that you're going to defend every possession, great players that have a bad night, it's usually because of what the defense did. And that's like, it was a prime example. I could see it just coming. You just knew it was going to happen.
Watch him drop 25 on Duke this Friday.
And he will.
Right? Yeah.
Probably. Absolutely.
Because he's that good.
Because he's that, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. That is your Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame show coming up here at the Kohl Center. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Yeah!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock Supply.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Courtside
at the Kohl's Center, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for game number 5 of the season. The first four have gone their way, including a 103-88 win against Arizona on Friday nights. The 103 points against the Wildcats, the most for a Badger team against a top 25 program ever. The season is young, but it was a magical night, and now you play a team where the juice in the building might be a little bit less. We'll get Greg Gard's thoughts on this, but Butchie, this is a tester tonight because it was electric in here on Friday. Probably not going to be quite as electric here tonight. Here's my hot take.
Well, no, and if we're honest, like, Wisconsin has not started the game well. Against Holy Cross, they trailed 23-7. Against Montana State, they trailed 23-20. And against Appalachian State, they trailed 17-8. Now, the responses have been great, but against teams like this, they have not come out and put the foot down right away.
And if you don't do it against a team like this, guarding the arc specifically, and they get hot, you could be staring down the barrel of quite a deficit, right?
Absolutely. And this is what they the get used to it. You're going to hear, and three. RTRGV, like,
say
and
that
three.
A lot.
Like, you're going to say it a whole bunch.
All right, about a half an hour away from the opening tip, the Wisconsin Badgers and the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. The Badgers and the Vaqueros. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org, a campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues as the Badgers take on Texas Rio Grande Valley. We'll get to the Vaqueros in a couple of minutes. I know you as a coach, you put a game in the rearview mirror pretty quickly, but it was a special night on so many regards, obviously so many fronts, what your present team did, but to honor the past and to see how excited those guys were for this year's team, that had to be quite the scene in the locker room.
Yeah, it was, man. I think, you know, you and I talked before the game on the show here about how we were, I don't know if we could pack any more into one night with everything we tried to accomplish and get done. And obviously the icing on the cake is with how we played. I thought our guys did a really good job. I liked the response in the second half when Arizona made the run at us. And yeah, it was a pretty jubilant locker room. You know, and you're right, the former players, regardless of generation, you know, we go way back to the ones that are still alive. Those are our current players
biggest fans. You know, they want them to have success. They understand what living in their shoes was like, albeit has changed a lot. But still, they're still kids at heart, and they enjoy watching our guys play and enjoy watching them be successful.
Most important thing in the game was you guys, you know, found a way to beat Arizona. But I thought for a minute John Tanji was going to break Frank's record. Would have been good timing since he was in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Frank could have handed the baton off to him. I think Frank actually wanted him to do it while he's here, you know. So, and I really didn't even know until after the game when I went around and used the media that it was at 41. I didn't look at a score sheet, though, and I don't really watch the individual scoring things on the board. I watch basically timeouts and those type of things, but I don't pay a lot of attention on individual scoring. So that was even news to me. I don't know if it would have changed anything I would have done down the stretch, but it was a great night all in all.
Well, one of the things that you had to do, I think maybe somebody asked you post-game about it, because of the nature of the game, the number of fouls, you did something that I don't want to say is unprecedented, but it was unusual, playing guys with two fouls in the first half. Was that just the way the game unfolded, or are you thinking a little differently about
it? Yeah, I think both. You know, I have contemplated doing it more, and it really depends on the flow of the game. If I feel we're in control and doing good things, and I don't have to put somebody back out with two, but, you know, I had four guys with two, so it was, and even one guy with three, so in Gilmore, but you know, it's just the flow of the game, and I knew how they were calling it. There was going to be a lot of fouls both ways, so I wanted to try to keep our momentum in that first half, and when we built that lead, and not let that part slip away, and getting Blackwell back in there and kind of do a little offense defense with Klesman. You know, we're fortunate it played out like it did.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk about tonight's game as the Badgers take on the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. Pre-game chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl's Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl's Center this season. For full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Badgers and the Vaqueros out of the Southland Conference here tonight. And it's interesting, this coach was at BYU the last couple of years. I know BYU, half the shots they took were threes, and they're pretty close to that here already in a small sample size, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, you know, and can do it from basically every position on the floor. There's maybe one post player who doesn't shoot threes, but by and large, the ones that are playing, all the fours and fives shoot it. They really try to spread you out. They try to come at you in transition. You know, you mentioned he was with Mark Pope at BYU, and you can see some of the fingerprints of that, of how BYU played. And they played, you know, two teams that we're very familiar with in Creighton and Nebraska really quite well. You know, it was a tight game coming down the last 4 or 5 minutes. So, in large part because of the three. It's a great equalizer in today's game. So, and they played well. They won both games down in their bracket. They're part of the Greenbrier event before they came here. So, it'll be a really good challenge, much different feel than what we saw on Friday night with the physicality and the, you know, that was a game played between the tackles. This one's going to be, we're going to get, try not to get spread out, try not to have to be a step behind. So it's going to challenge some of our discipline and really kind of revert back to the games we played, the Montana States, the App States, those that really spread you out with at all positions and try to get your head on those, spinning around a little bit and bang threes on you.
I don't know now, in the changing landscape of college basketball with roster movement and all that, in this case coach movement, but I know historically you guys have tried to schedule like out of conference. A lot of factors go in, but if you can get different styles of play, as you said, this is about as different as it gets.
It is. You know, I don't think this one was necessarily hand-picked by us. It's part of the Greenbrier event, so it was assigned to us by that organization, Intersport, that's running that. So, you know, regardless, like you mentioned, how the rosters change. I mean, you look up and down their roster, they're pretty, all of them are transfers, you know, and that's at that level, that's what you, how you build a team and how you put it together, specifically when you get a coach that just took over the job, you know, last spring, and he's done a really good job in a short amount of time.
I think you said, you were mentioning after the game Friday too, this is a great maturity test for your guys here, because it was electric, and you know, everybody knows who Arizona is. Fans are not going to be as familiar here, but you guys have been historically really good of letting these guys know you better be ready.
Yeah, I mean, the game doesn't change, you know. We try not to get too wrapped up in the opponents and don't play. You're not playing who's on the front of the jersey. You're playing against the game and trying to make sure we do things to make ourselves the best version of ourselves. And though that, a lot of that's going to be tested tonight. Like I said, it's a revert back to the previous three games prior to Friday where, you know, things that maybe are abnormal, uncomfortable are going to be tested specifically with our post, our front line guys. So that will be that'll be the challenge to watch as it unfolds. And as you mentioned, yes, we have to show maturity and come back out tonight, perform, take another step forward.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. Take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Show continues. Time now for the Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Indiana getting a win over South Carolina over the weekend. Miles Rice, the Washington State transfer, with 23 points. A game that's getting late in Ann Arbor right now. Actually, the Fort Myers tip-off campus game at the Chrysler Center. Wolverines leading Miami 89-58. Among the matchups tomorrow, that'll be interesting. And I'll put you and I will talk a little bit about Purdue later. Purdue taking on Marquette. Fiserv Forum should be jumping tomorrow. Two, again, top 15 teams. Talked about the Boilermakers. I know you're probably starting to watch Marquette a little bit now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think, you know, you look at what Chalk has done there, and I think for me, I'm excited about the guard play. You know they're going to be pressured. You know, they're good. Like, how does Purdue respond? Purdue's some of the best, I think, the best backcourt in the Big Ten. Like, should be a fun one.
Cam Jones is, the Marquette fans know all about him. I think the Big East should. So should everybody
else. Well, the
country
should.
Absolutely. He's the real deal.
He's more than the real deal.
Yeah. And we'll see those guys. The Badgers will, obviously, in a few weeks over in Milwaukee. You had the Gophers in Yale over the weekend. Dawson Garcia helping Minnesota to a three-point win. Brennan Rigsby, another one of those transfers. He really chipped in, didn't he?
Well, he did, and they needed somebody to help out. as bad as that is to say, they didn't have any of their transfers really have any impact. Finally, Rigsby came in, helped them out, really in that second half. That's why they came back and beat a really good Yale team.
All right. Gotcha. That is your Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. We continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game. Pre-game coverage rolling on. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Our Badger Badgers pregame coverage, Wisconsin against Texas, Rio Grande Valley. Time now for Brian Butch's keys to tonight's game.
First thing, transition defense. When you look at what Texas Rio Grande Valley wants to do, they want to shoot a lot of threes. How do you get your most open threes? It's by running in transition, running that three-point line and letting it fly. So you got to stop transition. Next thing is Wisconsin, continue to get to the paint. I know the conversations have been about more threes, but this is a game where Wisconsin has to dominate the paint. And let's see if we can get Big Steve going a little bit here. Right, only averaging 9.5 this year. Get some paint touches, play through Steve Crawl a little bit. Last thing, quick start. Against these teams, they have not gotten off to it. One of the things we talked about in the Arizona game was get off to a quick start. We were able to check that box very early. Against these teams, Holy Cross, they trailed 23-7. Montana State, they trailed 23-20. Appalachian State, they trailed 17-8. Get off to a quick start.
I want to backtrack to Stephen Crowell because this is, again, on the surface, it looks like another awkward matchup here with he and Nolan Winter because it's a smaller team they're playing here, right?
Very much so. That being said, it's his last go around.
Yeah.
Right? Like, pound it, take advantage of it. You have to start to have that presence, and that's exactly what needs to be.
All right, those are Butchie's keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
First ever meeting between these two programs, by the way, Wisconsin and UT Rio Grande Valley. UW Health Injury Update, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Cameron Hunter, opening week, he was battling through a little flu-like symptoms, been under the weather again for the last couple of days. Everybody else looks to be up and good to go here for this Game 5 matchup for Wisconsin tonight against UT Rio Grande Valley. And here are your starting lineups. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Vaqueros, coached by Cahill Fennell in his first year, the last couple of seasons, he was an assistant under Mark Pope at BYU. Prior to that, 4 years as an assistant at Louisville. So he would have been to the Kohl Center that COVID year, of course. The Louisville Cardinals played the Badgers here at the Kohl Center in front of a lot of cardboard cutouts. So we got people in the building here tonight. Let's check out the starting five for Texas Rio Grande Valley. Up front, they'll have Tommy Genkehag. He's a 6'8 sophomore, averaging about 7 points, close to 4 rebounds a game. D.K. Thorne, 6'4, grad student, transfer from Alcorn State, averaging 11.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, a couple of steals a game. His team averages 10 pilfers per game. Cliff Davis, 6'2 senior out of Thomasville, Georgia, averaging 10 points, 5 rebounds. He will average 8 three-point attempts per game. It's been his numbers through the first five. Hassan Abdul Hakim, 6'8 senior from Toronto, 14.5 points per contest, 3 assists, 2.5 steals a game. And Trey Miller rounds out the starting five, 6'2 junior out of Houston, Texas, at better than 10 points a game and 3 assists per contest. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, ranked 19th in the AP, 25th in the coaches' rankings. It's the same five as we have been seeing. Stephen Crowell, the 7-footer out of Eagan, Minnesota, 9.5 points, nearly 4.5 rebounds. He does have 4 assists per game at 6 dimes against Arizona.
Arizona on Friday night. Nolan Winter joins him up front, the 6'11 sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota, at 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. John Blackwell, the 6'4 sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, at 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists per contest. Max Glesman, 6'4 senior from Nina, at 15 points a game. And John Tanjay coming off the 41-point masterpiece against Arizona, 6'5 grad student from North Omaha, Nebraska, at 23.5 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. Of Tanjay's 41 points, he was 21 of 22 at the free throw line, also knocked down 4 of his 6 shots from the 3-point line. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First ever meeting between these two programs, as we mentioned, for 11 years. Texas Rio Grande Valley was a member of the WAC, the Western Athletic Conference, and now makes the move to the Southland Conference. Last season, the Vaqueros won just 6 games, 2 in the league, and hoping for better things as they make the move to the Southland Conference. Stay with us. The opening tip-off presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for 3 in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin, Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Maurice Jones back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. Welcome to Wisconsin Basketball. Game 5 for the Badgers. So far, so good. They go in 4-0, taking on UT Rio Grande Valley. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers and the Vaqueros tonight out of the Southland Conference. Wisconsin ranked 19th in the AP poll this week, 25th in the coaches poll, and trying to follow up what was a magical like Friday night against Arizona, the 103-88 win against the Arizona Wildcats. Now it is the UT Rio Grande Valley Vaqueros. We'll throw it onto the floor now for the singing of our national anthem.
And now, to honor America, please remove your hats